Welcome back, and let's make one of the most iconic sounds in jungle and old school DNB, the dub siren. This is one of those sounds that instantly says sound system culture. It can be a warning, a transition, a hype signal, or just that little bit of chaos that makes a breakdown feel alive. And the best part is, we're going to build it in Ableton Live 12 with a very light CPU footprint, so it stays fast, simple, and practical. The big idea here is this. Think utility sound, not lead synth. A dub siren works best when it punctuates the track, not when it fights the break or the bass. So we're going to keep the source simple, shape it with a few smart tools, and get a result that feels gritty, musical, and very usable in a jungle arrangement. Start by creating a new MIDI track and load operator on it. Rename the track Dub Siren so you keep things organized. Operator is perfect here because it's clean, efficient, and it gives you all the basic waveforms you need without burning CPU. Now keep it simple. Use oscillator A only, and turn the other oscillators off. For a cleaner, more traditional siren, go with a sine wave. For a more aggressive old-school jungle feel, use a saw wave. If you're not sure, start with saw. It has more attitude and it cuts through a busy drum break a little easier. Next, shape the amp envelope. We want the siren to feel playable, either as a held warning tone or as short stabs. A good starting point is a very fast attack, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Then set decay somewhere around 150 to 300 milliseconds, sustain fairly high, and release around 100 to 250 milliseconds. If you want a sharper warning hit, shorten the decay and release. If you want a longer atmospheric siren, open them up a bit. Now for the classic siren movement. This is where the sound really comes to life. In operator, assign an LFO to oscillator a pitch. Use a slow triangle or sine shape, and start with a gentle amount. A rate somewhere around half a hertz to 2 hertz is a good place to explore. If you want that classic rising and falling police siren feel, slowly increase the amount until the pitch sweep becomes obvious, but don't overdo it. You want motion, not random wobble. A really useful teacher tip here. One strong movement is enough. If pitch, filter, delay, and stereo width are all going wild at the same time, the sound can lose its identity. So let the pitch movement do the main talking first. After operator, add auto filter. This helps the siren feel more musical and much more mix ready. Try a low pass filter, either 12 or 24 dB, and bring the cutoff down until the sound sits in a useful range. A good starting point might be anywhere from 200 Hz up to about 1.5 kHz, depending on how bright you want it. Add a little resonance for character, but not so much that it whistles painfully. This is also a great place to automate movement. Opening the filter gradually can build tension before a drop, and closing it down can make the siren feel distant and eerie in an intro. If your breakbeat and bass are already busy, keep the siren narrower and filtered so it doesn't clash with the snare crack or your sub. Now add saturator. This is what helps the siren sit in a jungle mix and gives it that worn sound system edge. A little drive goes a long way. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive, keep soft clip on, and adjust output so you're not clipping the chain. If you want a dirtier, more old tape and rave feel, push the drive a little harder and compensate with the output. This is especially useful because a clean siren can disappear once the drums and bass come in. A bit of grit helps it cut through without needing to be loud. Now we get to the fun part, dub delay. Add echo if you have it available, because it gives you delay, filtering, stereo control, and character all in one device. That makes it ideal for this kind of sound. Try a delay time of 1/8 or 3/16, feedback around 25 to 45%, and dry slash wet somewhere around 15 to 35%. Keep the filters on so the echoes don't get too bright or too muddy. A great dub move is to automate the feedback briefly at the end of a phrase. So you play a siren stab, raise the feedback for one or two bars, and then bring it back down before it turns into delay soup. That's a classic jungle and dub transition trick, and it instantly makes the phrase feel like it's expanding into space. At the end of the chain, add utility. Use this to keep control of the level, and if the siren is meant to sit center focused, turn on mono. You can also reduce width a bit if the delay starts getting too wide. The main thing here is to protect your low end. The kick and bass should own the sub zone, not the siren. If the siren feels boxy, trim some of the low mids, especially around 200 to 500 Hz, rather than boosting the top too much. Let's talk about arranging it now, because a dub siren becomes much more powerful when it's used sparingly. In an intro, you can let it play almost alone with atmosphere, vinyl crackle, or rain. Right before the drop, use rising pitch and increasing delay to build tension. In a breakdown, let it answer the chopped break in a call and response way. and in the drop transition, one short warning hit can be enough to make the return of the bass feel massive. Here's a great beginner workflow tip. Once you find a phrase that feels good, resample it, print it to audio. That lowers CPU, makes editing easier, and lets you reverse, chop, and automate the sound like a sample. In Jungle and DDNB, resampling is huge. It turns a synth patch into something you can really arrange with. If you want to make it easier to perform, wrap the chain in an instrument rack and map a few useful macros. Good controls would be pitch sweep, filter cutoff, delay feedback, delay wet, drive, and output. That way, you can turn the whole sound into a simple hands-on performance tool instead of a bunch of separate parameters. You can also make a few variations. A clean warning siren can use a sine wave, light filtering, and short delay. A Roo jungle siren can use saw wave, more saturation, and stronger feedback. A darker atmospheric version can use more filtering, longer release, and less wet delay. Those three versions alone can cover a lot of arrangement territory. If you want a classic old-school rave warning feel, shorten the envelope, use a square or a saw tone and add a touch more saturation. If you want something more alien or sci-fi, slow down the pitch movement, use a bandpass-style filter feel, and keep the delay more restrained. And if you're after a worn tape-style texture, gently reduce the highs, add subtle modulation if you have it, and resample to audio so you can add tiny manual pitch drift later. A really useful exercise is to make three sirens and place them in an 8-bar intro. Start with a dark, sparse version. Bring in a cleaner warning siren. Then switch to a rude, more saturated version with stronger delay. Finish by automating the feedback for a bigger buildup. If that can sit over a chopped amen, a sub note, and a simple dub chord stab without sounding messy, you're on the right track. So let's recap the core formula. Use operator as your lightweight sound source. Keep the oscillator setup simple. Shape the movement with envelope and LFO. Use auto filter to carve the tone into the mix. Add saturator for grit. Use echo for dub space and delay throws. Keep the low end clean with utility or EQ. And resample when the idea is good, because that's how you turn a patch into an arrangement tool. Final thought. The dub siren is not just an effect. It's a rhythmic and cultural signal. It can make a breakdown feel like a proper sound system moment with just one well-placed hit. So use it with confidence, keep it simple, and let it say something without saying too much. If you want, I can next turn this into a shorter lesson script, a more energetic voiceover version, or a step-by-step rack preset guide with exact macro mappings.